Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, patriots. Welcome to this fine American Redoubt Tuesday morning. This is the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hopefully you're all blessed out there. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday, who is the rightful winner of the 2020 presidential election. And
yes.
Well, so, as you all know, I mean, this is nothing new.
Still winning.
Yes, still winning.
even though they stole the election and they've got a communist puppet in there, the effects, the ripple effects from his administration is still continuing throughout the republic. Yesterday,
but not to mention the whole world.
Well,
you know? Wow.
Well, just yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the high school football coach, Joseph Kennedy, who had, was fired, put on administrative leave, for praying after football games.
Yeah.
In fact, right. He was so popular that other team members and coaches from opposing teams would come over there to join the coach and the players who wanted to pray. And pray with him afterward. And, oh, we can't have that. That's just, you're going to have to stop that. Well, he refused to. They put him on administrative leave, essentially fired him. This went to the Supreme Court, and they ruled in favor of him. So one more example of this President Trump appointees to the Supreme Court finally growing a spine, finally waking up to what we're up against
right.
in the world.
Yep.
Thank the Lord that these victories are beginning to take place now, three in a week, and the demoniacs are gnashing their teeth and writhing and threatening to burn everything down and saying, what's funny is they're saying, you know, Trump is a threat to our democracy. Well, now everything that they're doing and what Congress is doing and Biden is saying he's going to do, the former Vice President Biden, who is sitting in Trump's seat, is saying they're going to do all this stuff that actually undermines a democracy.
Right, exactly.
They're just going, this is an oligarchy now. And so, I mean, so much for the republic.
Right. You know, well, and it's just interesting because that all of a sudden, we've got people doing the right things. You know?
Yeah, this is just really cool.
Especially since it's happened for the past 2 years where everybody has just tucked tail and not upheld their own jobs, their own positions, their oaths of office.
Right.
They all cowered and ran like scared little rabbits over this communist coup takeover. And
right.
And well, it wasn't even like that. They even really understood what was happening. They're more or less just refusing to do what their job description required
yeah.
of them, you know? And so it's just a stunning thing to see God's hand over everything. And in particular with even Justice Thomas, the fact that he's, yeah. you know, the Supreme Court is saying that they should now reconsider rulings on same-sex marriage and contraception. Wow, that's awesome.
Right.
But gosh, that's been a long time in coming. Why, you know,
yep.
What happened all of a sudden? I think they finally, they've seen enough. It took them a very long time
yeah.
to have seen enough and gather enough data for them to start realizing, hey, if we don't turn this ship around really fast,
right.
we're gonna sink it. And
yeah.
and so I think it's kind of like gathering enough information that they finally realized, okay, now we have to do the right thing now.
Yep.
You know, and so I'm just glad it's about time they've been they stepped
I can't
up
believe
to the plate.
That Justice Roberts actually is voting in the right thing or in the right way the last few. He does not have a good track record.
Yeah.
He has an abysmal track record, extremely disappointing from the perspective of, you know, holding to traditional American ideals, values, the Constitution.
Right.
And, you know, so to see him be, I mean, you know, the three dissenters now are the predictable, they're the communists.
Yeah, right.
You know, that are on that board. They're clearly Marxist-influenced justices, should not be on there at all. But, yeah, this is, well, we'll take it. We'll take the victories where we can get them, and we just give God the glory and thank him for putting Trump in there to use him as a vessel to add a supermajority to our Supreme Court that can make these kind of decisions. This is what we've all been waiting for.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what it took, you know, where somebody to set the record straight, even if it was long in coming. And boy, talk about nail-biting suspense, you know, to wake up at the 11th hour and finally the judges are finally doing the right thing. So you know, better late than never.
Yeah, no kidding. And it really kind of brings us to the point now where you see the reaction on the left. You know how yesterday we said this is a delineation, a clear line marked in the sand now of the two different sides that are fighting for the soul of America. And Redoubt News posted an article just yesterday afternoon that was written by Pete Ketchum, Is There a Political Solution? And he really does a good job of breaking down the divide that we're facing. And I want to read his conclusion before we get into the word of the day. Because, you know, this is all, from a Christian perspective, a political compromise or solution between God-fearing conservatives and godless liberals today is as impossible as light can fellowship with darkness. There is simply no political basis in our nation where the godless liberals and the God-fearing conservatives can reach a political solution for the overall welfare of our nation.
Right.
And such true words. You guys can read the whole article there. I just read the conclusion of that over at Redoubt News. And it's, I think really that's where we are now. If we have time to get to it, I've got an article that references Yuri Bezmenov, which I've talked about many times over the years, former KGB agent who defected and warned the West of the Soviets, the communist plan, how to subvert and destroy and overthrow the United States. And they're doing exactly what they said they were going to do. So with that, Lady Liberty, you've got the word of the day for us?
Yes, I do. Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Psalm 12, which is extremely short, and it reads under the title, Man's Treachery and God's Constancy. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly everywhere. With his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart, they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail. Our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. And that's it.
Wow. Very cool.
Yes. It's a very, very short psalm, but you know, boy, that's fantastic.
That was my Bible reading this morning, actually, from Psalm. But what chapter was this again?
Psalm 12.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So not the exact same one, but yeah, this, I just really felt drawn toward Psalms, several of them, but I didn't read 12 this morning. So good.
Well, right. And, you know, of course, this references to constant lying and deception. You know, this is all about the words, you know, the flattering lips, the tongue that speaks proud things, and
yep.
You know, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us, right? But it's so delightful to be reminded that the words of the Lord are pure words.
Yes.
Like silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. So, you know, how fantastic. I just love to hear those kind of things, because that is actually what saves us each day in the Word, reading truth, and
right.
And honesty, the, you know, all the truth that comes just straight from the word. You can't beat it.
That's right. That's right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for that. So Psalm 12,
yep.
Write that down. Read it today, earlier the better, to get your day started off, and meditate on that throughout the day. And of course, any one of those Psalms are just, they're just always my favorite. You know, the Psalms, Proverbs are just solid day-to-day, daily living kind of, you know, I guess an anchor that I found.
Well, without, so, without, I mean, even if we just sent that to CNN, you know what I mean?
Flattering lips. Look at it all sideways, like a little puppy can, like looking at something he's never seen before.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, speaking flattering things, and it's more or less, you know, referring to the lies and the liars and how they speak. And right. So, yeah.
That doesn't apply to us.
Yeah.
They know better. Yep. They lie about their lies.
That's right.
So thank you for that little bit of truth there.
Yep, you bet.
Now,
praise God.
Hopefully our audio, it seems to be dragging. So we had, thank you guys for your patience. The our Podbean site was down for maintenance yesterday, so we were not able to get those uploaded. But the weekly podcast is there from Sunday night, and hopefully you'll find that of great interest. Talking about these climate emergencies that are being declared all around the world. And of course, we had a great discussion in segment three with Lady Liberty there. And then the Monday morning commute, both of those got delayed from Sunday until, you know, well into Monday evening. So anyway, sorry about that. Those are all there. Thank you guys for sharing those podcasts with your like-minded friends and family. But we'll take a quick break here. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready, to learn more about that, and just have an open mind. Just be willing to learn from Scripture and some biblical scholars, something that a lot of people are talking about, but a lot aren't. A lot of Christians, this is new. It's like a new awakening. People are waking up, and I believe that the Lord is really revealing people things to people in this time, in this age, that wasn't revealed to previous generations.
That's
so
right.
It's pretty exciting.
Yep.
But that website link there to JesusAppears.com is at the bottom of that page. You can get to that by going to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and clicking on the red banner that's labeled Rapture Ready and see all those resources. But thank you to JesusAppears.com for sponsoring or helping to offset some of the cost here for segment one. We appreciate all you guys' prayers and support. We'll be back right after these messages. Don't touch that dial.
Lying is one of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless. Slander, blackmail, corruption of character, to stock and trade. They recognize no such things as human dignity or any rights of the individual. Class hatred and open class warfare are their specialty. If they can get a few people killed, well, so much the better. As some were killed in this communist-incited race riot. At this, they are not only dirty, but they are oh so shrewd. Give them credit. They know Americans better than most Americans know communists. They are shrewd with words. How many Americans would volunteer for the communist army? Yet, many enlisted when it was called the Abraham Lincoln Brigade, and went off to fight and die with the communists in the Spanish Civil War. When, in 1943, for tactical reasons, the Communist Party eliminated the Young Communist League, it instantly became the American Youth for Democracy.
Abe Lincoln here. In 1773, patriots broke the chains of British tyranny by throwing tea into Boston Harbor. On that day, Americans began drinking coffee. We celebrate that event daily here at Minutemen Coffee. All men are created equal. Coffee is not. Minutemen Coffee is roasted to perfection in small batches. Bold, smooth, and never bitter. Shipped to you fresh daily. Whole bean, ground, or our patented pods. www.minutemencoffee.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is segment two brought to you by TLC Web Hosting, providing web hosting services. If you have a business or some type of nonprofit or other venture, maybe a ministry, and you want your website hosted where you know it will be safe, and emphasis is placed on security, and it's a Christian Patriot-owned business located right here in the American Redoubt, check them out at tlcwebhosting.com. All right, Lady Liberty, you know, that question posed, you know, are we too far gone where we can't even, or I guess it was the statement that we're basically past the point now where we cannot reconcile. We have two competing forces. Neither is going to compromise and bend to the other. Of course, Christian values and American heritage should not bend to communist Marxist influences.
Never. Absolutely
and,
not.
And on the other side, their whole mentality is no matter what. Do whatever it takes, no matter what. Destroy America. America never was great. They're not getting the hint to leave. You know, if you hate it so bad, go to your China. Utopia, China or Venezuela.
Yeah, it's already set up. China is already set up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just ask the Uyghurs, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
But, I love the fact that more and more people are calling things out for exactly what they are. And they understand it. And, you know, this is from newsbusters.org. The Redoubt Report picked it up. I love the phrasing of this. Their headline reads, "The Moloch 20 firms who vowed to help employees get abortions." Now, if you guys don't remember who Moloch was, that was the god that the pagans would sacrifice their children to. And
And they would, they would put their children in like this thing that looks like a bowl and it would burn them.
It was in the hands of Moloch, right? So his hands are outstretched, made of probably, I think, bronze. They would light a fire.
Yeah.
So it's like glowing red hot. And then they would take children and lay it in this bowl or his hands, of this statue called Moloch.
Yep.
And sacrifice their children to this for their own prosperity, for their own, whatever you want to call it, their vibrant life, you know, that they thought that they would have. This is, it's just absolutely sick. So it's appropriate. This was written by Michael Ippolito, the Moloch 20 firms who helped vow to help employees get abortions. So we've talked about this a little bit. There's now more, sadly. Amazon.com, according to Reuters, the online retail giant will pay up to $4,000 in travel expenses annually beginning January 1st, 2023. These are all businesses that all of us do business with. Amalgamated Bank, Apple, Bumble, Citigroup, Comcast, Disney, Dick's Sporting Goods, DoorDash, J.P. Morgan and Chase, Levi Strauss, Lyft, L-Y-F-T, Match Group. They own Match.com. It has a fund for Texas workers impacted by the state's recent abortion law. Microsoft, Netflix, Salesforce, Starbucks, Tesla, United Talent Agency, and Yelp.
Well, right. And see, the stunning part of that is that's fascism. What is a corporation, first of all, doing having a political opinion at all?
Right.
It's a corporation. Do business. Sell things. Okay. Stay out of moral issues. Corporations, unless that truly is fascism, though, when corporations are working hand in hand with the government in any sort of way that does not benefit the people and allows government to get away with things through those corporations that they are not legally allowed to do.
Yeah.
And so that's the true definition of fascism. And so all you Antifa out there that are claiming to be anti-fascists, and here we have the total definition of fascism at work, where all of these stupid corporations are throwing in their two cents on how to control the United States. And they have no business doing that. No business at all.
That's
just
right.
Just sell things, guys. I mean, that's, you're a corporation.
And they're coming for every angle. I mean, through Redoubt News ran another article. Trans activists are targeting Idaho students through the school clubs.
Right.
And this is happening all over the place. And another one, too. You know, this is a major problem. I just saw an article. If I can find it again, I'll pull it up. It talked about the extremely high number of people who last year were Democrats who have switched to the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Now, this brings up a couple of questions that I think warrants some deeper, you know, exploring. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Because, first of all, we have run into Democrats who have said, we're lifelong Democrats, grandparents, parents, everybody's Democrats, but these people that call themselves Democrats are off the rails.
Yep.
That's not who we are. They don't represent. So there are a number of Democrats who grew up, Democrats look out for the little guy, the blue collar worker, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And they're realizing that's not what the Democrat Party is now. It is completely taken over by hardcore extremist
communists. Yep.
And the other side to this, the darker side to that, is that we have seen a very aggressive campaign from candidates to all the way down to the ground level, Antifa, calling for people to register as Republicans so that they can vote out the true conservative patriot in the primaries.
Wow.
So what you have is a compromising rhino Republican that's going to completely keep compromising, keep backing up, you know, submitting to this woke culture.
Right.
You know, and
you know, that's where we have to say, let's remember that they are still deciphering the 2020 election as we speak.
Right.
The actual real winner has not even taken his seat. And so we can't even dismiss the fact that Trump is still the legal winner. And there are only two candidates that were running, and legitimate candidates. And clearly the one that's in the seat right now is there fraudulently. And so therefore the other guy is the winner. And so before these guys even get this chance to invent this whole new idea of let's all pretend like we're Republicans and vote out Trump again, why don't we just let the actual winner become the winner, announce him as such, and let him take his seat before they try this next whole pile of shenanigans?
Well, and you're absolutely right. But the problem is, this is going much deeper than that. You know, for example, in Idaho, Brad Little, I don't even know if you can call him a rhino Republican. I mean,
what is that guy anyway? You know, really?
Well,
is he Chinese born? You know, like some of the Democrats are claiming?
He has connections to communist Chinese, and they're, you know, people are investigating that. You know, to what extent are those relations?
Right.
But what we saw in Idaho was Antifa and others calling for their comrades to register as Republicans in the primaries, which just took place last month, and to vote against Janice McKeon,
yeah,
right? The Patriot. Right. They saw her as a huge threat, and they said, vote for Brad Little. You're going to get a Republican in Idaho. There's no way around it. So let's get the one we want.
Right.
That was what they were saying. So now Brad Little, there it is, Idaho GOP Governor Brad Little's administration wasted no time this week promoting COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. The State Department of Health and Welfare announced the availability of the shots to the youngest Idahoans on Wednesday through social media. As of Thursday morning, the agency's official website says the protocol is available to children ages 5 and up. That is atrocious, especially after all that we've learned about what these death and maiming clot shots are doing to people. And
the mortality rate is astounding.
It is.
Yep.
And so this is a huge problem, this trend. And, you know, the solution for that is that you can't switch parties, Because in Idaho, you can register as a Republican, vote in the primaries, and then switch back to Democrat and vote in the general election.
Right. Yep.
And that's got to stop.
Yeah.
So, and I know people are working on that, but that's just one of the several issues. There's not even, really. That's a voter fraud that you can't even, it's like a ghost.
Well, exactly. Because you can't prevent somebody from voting for a candidate.
Right.
So long as they're a legitimate voter, here we are striving for that, actually,
right.
And so now all of a sudden they're going, oh gosh, this is such a nightmare. This whole fraudulent election process has become an absolute Stalinist nightmare.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? And so, oh my gosh, there's one last thing that I would like to bring up before the end of the show also. And it's this story of a pilot. There is a United States Air Force pilot that is facing discharge for rejecting the COVID vaccine. And his statement is that God has called me to stand up. So first of all, blessings to him for doing the right thing.
Ground.
Yeah, for holding his ground. And geez, if it took a fighter pilot to do that, well, by all means, good job.
Way to maintain vector.
Yes. Way to maintain integrity and spine. And not only that, but you have, I'm sure, literally saved your life by not getting that. And so it says here, United States Air Force pilot Lieutenant John Bose dreamt of flying and protecting the country his entire life since he was a child. He's heartbroken now that he had to put his religious faith over his dream due to the COVID vaccine mandates within the U.S. military, but believes that God is helping him get through the tribulation and that he has a duty to speak up. Absolutely. And use that platform to give glory to God and, for all he's worth. I mean, the whole world is watching this issue right now. So he was a 24-year-old as a F-16 student pilot, but was taken out of training and prevented from flying since September of last year when submitted his religious accommodation. So
pure bloods not allowed.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jeez.
Wow. So good on him for standing his ground and not getting the death and maiming shot.
Absolutely. Here's one just came out from Alerts USA. You probably heard my phone. At least 42 people found dead in an 18-wheeler in Southwest San Antonio, Texas. 16 others hospitalized. Possible human smuggling case. Biden did that. Thanks. All right, guys. You be safe out there. You have an awesome day. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.